Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is gold. Basketball gold. You're tuned into the best Cleveland Cavaliers podcast in all the land. Basketball gold. Hosted by Mike Fratello and Jeff Phelps. Brought to you by Betway.com. Betway. For the sport of it. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Basketball Gold. He's Mike Fratello, former head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and, of course, the Memphis Grizzlies, now with the Los Angeles Clippers, Cleveland Cavaliers, doing television. I'm Jeff Phelps from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. Your adventures continue as the regular season winds down, sir. What's on the agenda here as you close it out?
Hoping that we can get a second team now to qualify for the playoffs since the Cavaliers have already locked up that position. And now hoping that the Clippers will be able to do the same thing. They're in a little bit more of a precarious situation right now. The Western Conference with nine games remaining for the teams is, as you know, Jeff, just incredible. I don't know if I've seen a race involving this many teams where a three-game losing streak can take you from home court advantage to right out of the playoffs, never mind play-in. So you're watching every score every day. The Lakers lost today. So from the Clippers' standpoint, that's good. That's another loss for a team that's right on their tail. And then Charlotte somehow inexplicably winds up beating Dallas again. And that's another loss for Dallas, who's right behind the Clippers in this race for positioning. So it's just so wild. But the point is, I'd love to see both teams in. I'd love to be able to stay involved with both teams just a little bit longer before the season ends.
You know, if both of the teams you're working with get in, there are going to be about 14 teams calling you in the offseason thinking you're the reason why, you know.
That's good. And I hope my two teams that are in will say that it was because he was doing the games for us.
So he's back forever. That's the way to do it.
There you go.
Cavaliers got in with a win on Sunday night, Mike, and it happened a few hours before we speak right now. They beat up on the Houston Rockets. So they get into the playoffs for the first time without LeBron James since 1998. There was something special about that, and we're going to talk about that coming up in a little bit in the show. But with this Cavaliers team, as we speak now, they're 48-28. They've played great ball at home. They're 30-8 at home. They're playing better on the road, Mike. They're 18-20 on the road right now. Let's talk about this team as a playoff type of team, the way they've been going. Dominating at home is really good. Not so hot on the road. Not what you're looking for, but they have won 4 of 5 and 5 of their last 6 on the road. Is that enough to change the mentality that they can go and win a playoff game on the road? And is the home court dominance that we've seen in the regular season enough to make them think, hey, we have the home court in a playoff series?
Jeff, it's incredible that you're mentioning their record that way, because we felt that one of the formulas we presented, depending on what the year was, when you set your goals in the beginning of the year, we said 50 wins will get you into the playoffs. And we had a formula for 50 wins. And the formula was, at home, we have to win 4 out of 5. Mm-hmm. If you win 4 out of 5, there are 8 sets of 5 in 41 home games. So if you win 4 out of 5, that's 8 times 4 is 32. And you have one game left over to play with. Then we said on the road, if we win 2 out of 4, 50%, you know, just multiply it out, there are 10 sets of 4 with one left over in the road games. So with 10 sets, that would give you 20 wins if you win 2 out of 4. Take the 20, add it to the 32, you're at 52, and you're in the playoffs with 2 games to play with. And that's how we looked at it with teams that we felt were capable of being 50-win teams. And then you raise your goals higher depending on how good you are and what you want to accomplish. So here the Cavaliers almost right on what I just mentioned to you as far as setting goals, putting them up on the board, checking off if you get a win at home, checking off if you get a win at home, up loss at home, checking off if you get a win, checking off if you get a win. That series is over. You won 4 out of 5. You're even, and you move on. If you win 5 out of 5, you get a +1 because you captured 5 out of 5. So it's exciting to me. And those goals will allow you to win on the road in the playoffs because you're giving yourself a chance. Okay, you're learning how to win half the games. The other half, who knows? You could have been on the second night of a back-to-back. It could have been your third game in 4 days. The other team could have been home resting, waiting for you. So there are all kinds of circumstances that can change things on the road. You may have been without a key guy or two in one of those road games. So I would be very encouraged. If they get right at that 50% mark on the road, they've accomplished an awful lot in the regular season.
And they've taken advantage of some good opportunities. But in the NBA, Mike, a road game's a road game. And they were really pretty poor on the road all year long. To finish strong, I think would be a big boost going into the playoffs. You have Donovan Mitchell and the other starters have been playing a lot of minutes, Mike. And in the playoffs, you see that. And the Cavs aren't alone in starters playing a lot of minutes. But it's almost as if they're in kind of a playoff rotation mode now. At least it feels that way when you watch them and just checking all the numbers afterwards. Could that be a really good thing, that this group has really had a chance to figure out how to play with 7 guys, with 8 guys, and it's been tight, and they know what they have to do to win games?
Not only does it help the players, Jeff, I think understand that they know when they're going to come in. They know what he expects, the head coach expects of them. It keeps the other guys on alert, like, hey, on a given night, he might be calling your number and not just going with that 8 or 8-plus rotation that he might be using. It helps the coach, Jeff, because he knows when he wants to put somebody in. He knows how many people he wants to use during that game. He's got his plays probably set in his mind. For the first unit, here's the group of plays I want to use because we have Darius out there. We have Donovan out there. Here's Mobley at the 4 spot because Allen's at the 5. So here's the group of players I want to call. Now we sub. We've got that next group of 3 coming in, joining 2 of the starters. And now I might want to go somewhere differently, either keep putting the ball's hand into the starter that's going to come out soon because he's in the game, he's sweating hard, he's had his shots already, and let the guys coming off the bench get warmed up and break in that way. Or he might want to go at a mismatch immediately with a guy off the bench where he sees the other team can't play that position right now. So we'll go into him right away to see if he can take advantage of that. I think it helps both sides. Players and staff know what they want to do and where they are at the beginning of the game, after halfway during the first quarter, 3/4 of the way during the first quarter, end of the first quarter, and then move on from there. And the other guys, you stay ready because there may be a call from you. We never plan on a guy, key guy, first unit guy, picking up 2 quick fouls in the first minute and a half of a game. But if it happens, what do you do as a coach? Do you trust him, leave him in, and he could pick up his 3rd foul in that first half? Or do you take him out, and now you go to that 9th guy in the rotation because everybody moves up a step because of the early fouls?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Does this mean as much, Mike, as it's made out to be so often in the NBA? The Cavs have a lot of younger guys who are going to be in the playoffs for the first time. Darius Garland, and this doesn't include the play-in games. Garland, Okoro, Mobley. LeVert and Allen have played just two series in the playoffs when they were members of the Nets, and they lost both. They won only one out of nine games there. Ricky Rubio, even though he's a pro, has played in only two series with the Jazz. The one guy with a ton of playoff experience, obviously, is Donovan Mitchell. He's played in 39 playoff games. Is that as big of a deal, Mike, that they don't have some of the, you know, guys who have been around the playoffs for a long time as it's sometimes made out to be in the NBA? And why?
If you're asking me, is it a factor? It certainly is a factor. All right, guys who don't have a lot of any or a lot of playoff experience haven't been there before. So you can't say I've done that already. I'll give you a story, Jeff, a cute story about the team you mentioned in 98 when we made the playoffs the last time.
Yeah, we're going to go heavy into that coming up in a minute.
Well, I'll give you a quick story now on it.
Please do.
It's appropriate, I think. Going into that, we finished the regular season. We have a team meeting, and you know that we had four rookies on that team. Three of them started, and the other one came off the bench. And then the one that came off the bench, I put into the starting lineup and took one of the other rookies out and had him then coming off the bench. So all four of them actually started at some time during the year. So we're heading into the playoffs. We have a team meeting, and a couple of the guards who happened to be the rookies came up to me and said, you know, coach, we heard what you were saying, but maybe you're getting a little bit too uptight. We've been in a lot of big games. You know, remember where we went to college? And he said, we've been in a lot of these games, big games, so we'll be going to be fine. I just looked at him and I nodded and I went, okay. That first playoff game, Jeff, we got beat by Indiana. It was close to 100 points, I thought, at the end of the game when they got done beating up on us.
I looked at it, Mike, and I didn't write down those numbers, but it was Pacers were in the hundreds and you guys were in the 70s.
Yeah, it was a wipeout. And I just remember walking back into the locker room after the game and looking at both of them saying, welcome to the NBA playoffs. This isn't college anymore.
To their credit,
next game they came back and we were up 16 until our big man picked up a third foul in the second quarter and we had to take him out. Then they caught up, they cut it back to like six or something at halftime. And then we were trying to hold on. But they learned their lessons by playing in the games in the NBA, not their college games.
This has been Basketball Gold, brought to you by Betway.com. Betway, for the sport of it. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.